It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth? What's Going On Out There, Ruth? With Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio. Oh, Ruth!
Good morning.
What's going on out there?
Do you remember the old Molly Goldberg? Yoo-hoo!
Yoo-hoo! Absolutely!
Boy, do I show my age. Oh, God.
Yeah, but so do I.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's everything to be said for experience. Mm. Now then.
Well, it's election day, finally. I think everybody will be very happy. They've been so bombarded for the last few months with stuff. So there is a couple of election-related activities. The Rotary Club is doing a breakfast this morning at the Congregational Church, and at Cornwall, they do a soup lunch, so encouraging people to come and vote and have a breakfast or soup. As you know, polls are open. They're open from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. I did talk with a lot of registrars over the week, and early voting has been very strong, so you probably won't see the crowds as usual. I stopped in to see the Sharon registrars yesterday. They said more than half the electorate has already voted, and lots of new voters have registered, so should be a large turnout, I'm assuming. And we'll see.
I was kind of surprised yesterday. I went in to do my early vote in Salisbury, mm-hmm. and you don't feed them into the machine yourself. They get enveloped and then just dropped into a box.
Right. Yes,
someone else was in there at the same time I was and says, what, we don't get to put it in the machine? So I guess they feed them in like they do the absentee ballots on the day of the election. They take it various times and feed
and
those through the machine.
I mean, is there a counter on there?
On the machines there,
right?
Yeah. But it was just deposited into a box. And
yeah, that's the same way in Sharon. I was surprised.
Yeah,
they were in just a small office, yeah. And the machines weren't set up to...
Yeah, no, and as I say, yeah. Another person who was in the room at the same time kind of was saying, well, we thought we were going to be, you know, voting today, but, well, it would save them time on election day not to have to...
Yeah.
You know, okay. You got a machine, you can secure it and all, but what the hell, you know?
Well, however they do it.
However they do it.
I think those poor registrars are seeing blurry, and they've been at it for... What, 14 days?
Oh, surely. You know, now it's gotten so the actual voting process is almost as long as the campaigns.
Yeah.
So we'll start early voting in, what's the next one, 2028? We'll start early voting in 2027.
What's interesting is that they're going into a box because, you know, machines notwithstanding, and I know you guys are professionals, but you could always, you know, whatever time you voted, you could count what was there.
Well, yeah.
So... You, in other words, you knew. You, the voter, knew what was going on.
That's right.
You didn't know who, but you knew. But you knew how many.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just think it's striking that it's just. I mean, a box is pretty old school.
Yeah. Well, but you could ask the registrars; they knew exactly how many.
Well, of course they do. But they're supposed to.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're really that.
Yeah, because they're checking you off as you go through.
As you go, so you could ask. I mean, if.
Oh, I've been waiting. I've been waiting for this moment. All right. So, do you need because I vote in Connecticut? I've always been asked for ID and to announce in front of a lot of people where I live. But what is the law in Connecticut? Do you have to provide ID?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. And that's not the same as
we are. No, not all states
not
do
all
that.
Not all states have it. Okay. So,
no.
So I was not mis.
Because the whole push out there about IDs is on the federal level. They're looking for a national law that says everybody's got to have it or nobody has it.
Oh, okay. Because I was talking to somebody in Jersey, and they don't. You can give any address, and you don't have to show ID.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Vote early and often.
That's my favorite. Anyone remember who supposedly said that?
Enact the Chicago law.
Nope, Huey Long.
Huey Long, I was going to say.
Good.
Huey Long.
Ruth, yep. You win.
There you go. Ruth
Robert
wins the Ken prize Warren, this also, morning. You get an I voted and talk to the people at Robin Hood Radio at the same time.
Okay. Who's giving that out? Are you going to be out there?
Yeah, I just sketched on a piece of note card.
Okay.
It's artistic
so
work
to be
from me.
Man on the street.
Mike is going to
man on the street, yeah.
Mike is going to use this election day to be a greeter.
I'm going to go out there and just stand on the street. Thank you
Pardon
for coming today.
Okay.
Would you like a free glass of champagne?
moving along.
Okay. So speaking of Sharon, there is an application now before Inland Wetlands. They had their first session hearing to redevelop the area of around the Bargain Box. It's Low Road LLC has bought the property, and the plan is to remove those two buildings, the one in front and the Bargain Box building, replace them, put in pathways and landscaping. I don't have that much information. I do know that there will be another session sometime this month, of the Inland Wetlands Commission, to continue discussing this application. So pretty big news, because those buildings are right there, Main Street, very visible, and it will certainly change the look there, which is...
Well, do they give what what the overall plan is? And
no.
Why?
And speaking with the Inland Wetlands, they do not have any usage. All they have is dealing with Inland Wetlands because of the creek that is next to it, so it's in that restricted region,
right,
or area. But no usage whatsoever at this point. That would come before planning and zoning after getting Inland Wetland
approval.
It
would seem they'd have to have at least a site plan, though.
Yeah, there is, but it doesn't tell you what they're going to use them for.
It's probably all about protecting the brook, then. That's what that's about.
Right, and it's the Beardsley something brook, yes. So we'll be following that story, because I think that's kind of interesting. We had the Cannonball Run this past Sunday. That's the, Saturday, sorry. That's the one that's the 5K in honor and memory of Ed McGuire, who was a longtime fire chief and a very loved community member. And this was the 24th annual. Was brisk out there, they had more runners than ever, close to 100, which is kind of neat, because it's all part of their 100th anniversary celebration this year. The department, has been having...
numerous celebrations.
Numerous. And, yes, they will be culminating this month with a birthday party, and we'll get more information on that. But interesting part of the run was that it was a mother-son event. Silas Tripp, a junior at the high school, was the first male and overall person to cross the finish line, and the first female was his mother, Letitia Garcia Tripp, who is a teacher and cross-country coach at the high school. So they took home honors, which was kind of nice.
Well, yeah, that's fitting, especially if you're teaching running at the school.
Yeah.
you certainly don't want to come in 40th.
Right. But so that was a nice thing, and trophies were given out.
That's different. I've never heard of that one, mother-son.
No, I hadn't either. That's the first that I know of.
Switch it up and change it around. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. There was the annual Cornwall Town Meeting on Friday night. It was quick. There were only a handful of people there, and it lasted just under a half hour. But they passed the five-year capital plan. First Selectman Gordon Ridgway went through it, explaining they've had to put some extra money in because of weather. And so they now have a storm damage reserve, which is no surprise. Cornwall has had a couple of big events this year. They had the landslide up on Essex Hill Road that took out part of the road. It was really quite amazing. And then they had to redo the retaining wall in West Cornwall over Mill Brook, which needed, again, because of flooding coming down. They're going to have to put some money towards, because who knows what's going to happen with weather and all these extreme things that are causing not only, you know, a lot of pain and annoyance, but a lot of money as well.
Did we ever get the grand total on the washout from last spring?
No.
Okay.
Also, that meeting passed a new ordinance to, starting next year, they will be appointing a tax collector rather than electing. We're seeing this type of change in government in a lot of the towns. They're, as you know, it's harder and harder to find qualified people to do these jobs, which, as Gordon said, are becoming much more complex, and you need a lot more training. You're not going to find just any person to, in the electorate to be able to do these jobs. So already they've have an appointed assessor, and now next year when Jean Boutelier, the current tax collector, retires, that's going to become an appointed position. And they also added two more members to the Conservation Commission, going from 6 to 8, because they have people clamoring to get on that commission, and they were happy to extend it to add more people. Last night was an open house at the high school. The administration decided to invite townspeople in and parents to come and see. You know, there was that big $5 million renovation project this past year, and the cafeteria has been redone, the auditorium has been redone, new bathrooms, the science wing, a new cupola. So they're showcasing it. They showcased it last night, and we'll do a follow-up on that. On Sunday, Jesse Sheehan, a cookbook writer and former lawyer from Sharon, gave a demonstration at the Hotchkiss Library. They had to bring in more chairs. They weren't sure how many people would come, but it was a full house, and she demonstrated how to make a bunch of delicious-looking foods, and even brought samples. So it was very well attended and a perfect way to end a weekend, a fall weekend. Okay.
Felt fall-like.
Yeah. Well,
did you hear anybody complaining about the weather?
No. It's going to be 70 this week. Okay. Last night we had Canaan Board of Selectmen. We had Salisbury Board of Selectmen. We had Region 1 Board of Education. It's always, first Monday is always busy in this region. And again, we'll be following up to catch you up on what happened at all those meetings next week. Looking ahead, Veterans Day celebrations are coming. Most of the schools do something. Sharon Center School will be hosting veterans at 8:45 on Friday. There'll be a ceremony. And Salisbury Central School at 2 p.m. that day will be bringing in veterans to have the kids honor them. In Kent, the ceremony is on Veterans Day. They do a Veterans Day observance at the memorial next to the Swift House, and then St. Andrew's Church offers a luncheon for all veterans, but that's next Monday. Next Sunday, the Kent Historical Society is holding its annual meeting, and there's going to be a talk on World War One memorials. That's the topic. That's at 2 p.m. at Town Hall, and it should be an interesting discussion or interesting talk.
So they are doing. They're doing it on the 10th, not the 11th.
What's Monday?
The not the
yeah
talk, sun, I'm sorry.
Sunday's the 10th.
The veterans
yeah.
Lunch.
Oh, it's they're doing it on the 11th. I'm sorry.
Oops.
Whatever.
Monday the 11th is Veterans Day.
11/11 is Veterans Day.
Yes, so that's when they're doing it.
Okay, sorry.
They always do it on the day.
Okay,
yes.
So, okay.
And we've been observing Veterans Day for 70 years, is a little piece of trivia.
Well, that's interesting. And, you know, and 11/11. 11/11
at 11 o'clock. 11. Yep. I believe, Mike, you would know, Salisbury does its, right, at the...
Yeah, right, it's the monument there, it's right off the right-hand side of the
town hall.
Town hall,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I believe that's also on Veterans Day.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
And it's not like the one that they have on Memorial Day. That's a much bigger event, but this is a small gathering at the monument, so...
Yeah, okay. Hopefully people will come out and salute their veterans. I'm sure the other towns are doing things as well. I just haven't been notified. So, and that's what I have. You guys, anything you want to add?
Yeah, the Salisbury one's at 11 o'clock that morning.
Yeah, that's when
I mean, if rule of thumb or rule of index finger would be that they because it's 11:11 on 11:11. They would
do
be
it at
11
o'clock, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, put all that together, folks.
Mm-hmm.
You got an easy one, folks, for you. It's 11:11.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Everybody should take a moment out, though, and think about the people who, in a lot of cases, especially these recent Middle Eastern wars, come back with a lot of trauma and injury, because wars these days are very, very nasty, to say the least.
These folks,
we got a lot of them out there needing help, and there's always a push to try and get more and more money in the direction, because we have homeless veterans, which we should not have,
mm-hmm.
and they just require a lot more, because there and again, the tactics of war in all these Middle Eastern conflicts is over the top. I don't know. There's no real word to describe how bad it is, but...
how about incalculable?
Yeah, maybe that's the case. I just, you know, these people have witnessed some horrible stuff.
And
so.
Not...
Anyway, everybody take your time at least out, and if you can go to a Veterans Day ceremony, do so.
And spend a few minutes thinking about it. You know who does a great service is Equus in Sharon.
James Strong's
program for veterans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she has found that working with horses is really, I mean, some of these people are really, really broken, and she has, that has been
And there are programs, you know, it is a wonderful program. They are doing a great job, and they are expanding it, and there are similar programs because it has been concluded, you know, without a doubt that is a very... that horses are magical and that they will, they can do things that humans, just in terms of connection, reconnection, and
And that's great work they do down there. It's
and you're right, Michael. I mean, it's just horrendous what these people have gone through.
Yeah, I mean, since Vietnam was the last one, and Vietnam was a lot of dirty war tactics as well, and it's not sometimes just the injuries and stuff to the body, but to the brain itself. It's, but anyway, I salute everybody that's done that, living and dead.
Mm-hmm.
And,
exactly. And I'm glad they do these programs at the schools. So
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those are always nice. I like those. And that's our kids remembering that, you know,
in fairness, have always, for as long as they've been doing... Nobody stopped doing them at the schools, and that's a real good thing.
Right, yeah.
It's been going on since the beginning, and it should continue. But I think that we are quite blessed around here with that. You know, people make sure that the ones who come after them know what the ones who came before them did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good way to frame it. We've got about 1 minute. Yeah, I know you're going to ask the question. I felt it coming. We've got about 1 minute here, so if
literally cannot see the thing that I should be able to answer it myself. So. Where are we at?
What do we have left? Anything at all?
That's it. Right. I think a reminder, if you haven't voted, to please...
have until 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. in Connecticut to get your vote cast. I don't know what New York is, because we're in New York and Massachusetts as well.
I think it's 9 there, isn't it?
I think it is later there.
Yeah.
I should have been prepared with that, knowing that our audience is outside of Connecticut. But
nonetheless,
check with your local town or government officials. Make sure you know what time it is. And
go. Well, we can't remember everything, Michael. I think we do pretty well.
Oh, you're talking to
you. All right. Well, this has been another fabulous morning. Next week, we'll talk about the results.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
And Jill, it's your time.
All right. Thank you very much. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio.